Okay. Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin the September 29th meeting of the Development Review Board. I am Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we're under a public health emergency. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of the moderators, which are Maggie Gould and Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I would now like the DRV members to introduce themselves.
Ryan Carter for the Water Authority.
Charles Myers with Code Enforcement.
Mark Boat with Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Carmejo, Hydrology.
Jane Lohenbogard with Transportation.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for some plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maes with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Carmejo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and electronic signatures after the meeting. Some notes for our applicants. Those DRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will route those documents through the DRB members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get signatures completed. Then the applicants will receive an email copy of the signed document. If you're approved with delegation, please complete those delegation items with the appropriate DRB members and send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures at a later date. Once again, just some quick reminders. On the agenda, it will show which IDO your project is subject to. We have an annual update process, so that's how we're tracking to make sure we apply the rules that are applicable at the time you submitted your application. Also remember that your postings need to stay up during the appeal period. So after you're approved at DRB, those signs need to stay up for 15 days. You do need to use the public notice forms that are on our website. And just a note as well on the new requirements regarding climatic and geographic responsive site design. If anyone is having problems or questions with that, you can contact me directly and I am happy to help you. And I appreciate those of you that are working your way through those new requirements. Okay, Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, any changes to the agenda?
I have no changes this morning.
Okay, thank you. We've had a request to alter our agenda. It affects the same agent teams, and the request DRB members is to move items 7 and 8, which would be reviewed together. They're for a preliminary plat and vacations and site plan for Mesa del Sol and move those, and Netflix Studios, and move those ahead of items 5 and 6, which are also another part of the site plan and plat and vacations for Netflix Studios. So let me say that more formally. Is there a motion to move item 7, PR 2021-5629, and applications 2021-182, 183, 184, 185, and site plan application SI 2021-1483 to proceed items 5 and 6 on the agenda, which are PR 2021-5573, applications SD 2021-172, 171, 172, 174, 175, 176, 177, 178, 179, 180, and 181, and site plan SI 2021-1482. That's the end. So moving, once again, that's moving 7 and 8 to be reviewed prior to 5 and 6. Is there a motion to that effect?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carter. You didn't want to repeat all those numbers, did you? All right, is there a second?
Councilmember Belt, Parks seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to change the order of agenda to allow items 7 and 8 to be reviewed before 5 and 6. And this wouldn't affect anyone else's place on the agenda. So I was just checking the chat really quick. Okay, let me ask, you might have one other agenda item to work through. Item 14, and this affects Mr. Ron Hensley, and I see him here. Maybe it was just an email that popped up on my screen. But Mr. Hensley, did you want a deferral for item 14?
Madam Chair, no, I believe we're ready to proceed.
Okay. With that, I think we have the agenda ready to go. A note to any of you who may be here from the public and would like to speak on any of the agenda items we have here today, I will call for you to speak at the time that we're reviewing the item you may be interested in. And you'll be able to unmute yourself, raise your hand in Zoom, or just raise your hand in your video screen and or press star 9, and I'll be able to accommodate you at that time that I, after the agent speaks, then we have public comment and then we go to DRB member comment. So that's where you will fall in line. If there are any technical issues this morning, I will end this meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. In 2017, the IDEA was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased due process requirements. The DRB staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would now like to introduce staff and swear them in. Ms. Maggie Gould is the Development Services Manager. Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Mrs. Maggie Gould, and yes, I do.
Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is Senior Planner to the DRB. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
Mr. Robert Webb is Planner to the DRB. Mr. Webb, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Mr. Shahab Biazar is the City Engineer. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar. I do.
And I'd like to introduce Nicole Sanchez, legal counsel to the DRB.
Morning.
Okay, thank you. Our preliminaries are done. We're ready to begin our agenda. And we will be starting with items 1 and 2 are the same parcels. Item 1 is PR 2019-2309, preliminary plat SD 2021-173. And item 2 is that same project number with the EPC site plan sign off SI 2021-1507. This is for Wymont LLC and Butterfly Holdings LLC at 4315 Wyoming Boulevard. And the agents are Tier West and Consensus Planning. Okay. Let's see, let's go first to you, Ms. Fishman. And if you will go ahead and introduce yourself with your firm address and I'll swear you in.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jackie Fishman. My address is 302 A Street Northwest. I'm a principal with Consensus Planning. And Michael Voss is here with me from my firm. And then of course, Ron Bohannon and John Niski is here for the plat from Tierra West.
Okay, Ms. Fishman, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, while we've got you on the screen, do you wanna give any comments related to the site plan at this time, any overviews?
Sure, we were at DRB, I believe a week ago, and with the site plan, we had a few fairly minor comments from the DRB members. We've updated the site plan. Specifically, we added general notes 10 and 11 on the site plan, mostly having to do with transportation issues. And then we also updated the utility plan, which calls out easements around the water meters and fire hydrants, and that's contained in Keep notes 1, 2, and 3. I think that's mostly the changes that have been done since last week. Of course, last week the plat wasn't heard at the same time. So the site plan obviously couldn't be approved without the plat.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fishman. And then Tier West, who would like to lead out for us this morning? Mr. Bohannon, we can't hear you.
Yeah, hang on.
Now we can.
You can now?
Yes.
Great, okay. Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place. John Niski's on vacation, so it'll just be myself today.
Okay, and do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, do you wanna give us an overview on the plat?
I do. So the plat was submitted. This is the first hearing for the plat. We've also been working through the traffic improvements study. We had initial conversations with Gene and Matt. We're going to do an update. It will not be ready until Friday. So we're anticipating a two-week deferral after we get any additional comments. We got comments last week that we've been working on that were in conjunction with the site plan that affected the overall plat. And then Mr. Jack Campbell is on in the audience as well, who represents Taco Cabana. Taco Cabana is the out parcel from this as well that has a couple of concerns that he wants us to add to the plat that we will be addressing and incorporating those concerns into the revision. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions, or we can go through any other additional questions that the board has.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. One thing for you and your team to think about in terms of deferral is that 2 weeks from now, the DRB will not be meeting on October 13th. There's a new city holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day. So October 20th is 3 weeks out, and that's when we'd be meeting again.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, I'm getting used to the new holidays. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And that DRB calendar is online if anyone is wondering where that is. That's one of our, we have a whole calendar that is online. Let's go now and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on item one or item two at 4315 Wyoming Boulevard.
Madam Chairman, this is Carol Arona. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm from Loma Del Rey Neighborhood Association, and we did have a facilitated meeting with the-
Carol? I need Carol. To stop you. Yeah, okay. Thank you for being here. I need to stop you and just have you give us your address as well, and I will swear you in.
Okay. This is Carol Arona. I'm Vice President of the Loma Del Rey Neighborhood Association. My address is 8416 Palo Duro Avenue Northeast.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Carol, go ahead with your comments.
So we had a facilitated meeting with the developers, and there were some comments, and we did give information to our neighborhood association. There is concern about the La Mirada street as far as having residents there and increased traffic. There's a Dunkin' Donuts that's going in on the south side of that street with a drive-through. We're expecting increased traffic there. There's also a urgent care there that is going in. So that street is both residential and commercial, and we'd like to see some traffic calming taken there. And we're in COVID right now, and I understand that the labs are not in full capacity, but when they are in full capacity, we get traffic backups easily from Spain all the way down to Manal. This is a concern for those residents coming off of La Mirada Place in entering or exiting that street at high traffic hours. The problem that we see right now is even with a traffic study, it's only during COVID traffic rather than what we're expecting when everything goes back into full force. So that's one thing that we did ask traffic on that, and we haven't received anything, but I can't say that anything that we're at that point right now in the process. There also have been questions on the plat itself and the design. We are trying to calm the traffic on Montgomery. I think, as everybody knows, we had a shooting here over the summer, and we had somebody going 140. So that street is an issue. We're trying to make it a slower street, more pedestrian friendly, get some of those intersections to be calmer. And we really think that this subdivision or this development can help us with that. We really welcome it. Just to let you know, we're really welcoming it. We just want it to make sure that it's something that helps this community. We do have a lot of pedestrians, dog walkers and such, and we'd like to extend that to the development. I know that there's eight commercial businesses going in there, one being an ER hospital, which again, the neighborhood welcomes. But if there's restaurants that come in and such, we'd like our residents to be able to walk over there, as well as the residents from the condominiums that are coming in. So we're asking that the parking areas be pedestrian friendly, as well as trees to stop the heat island of the parking area that is there now.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Arona. What we're going to be doing is we'll go next to the agent team to respond to your comments. Then we'll be going through board comments, which will include transportation, and some of those items can be discussed. And then at the very end, if you have any questions related to any of the testimony you've heard, you'll be able to ask a question at that time.
Okay.
Is there any other member of the public wishing to speak on items one or two? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to board. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to agent response to public comment.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again. I'm sure Ron will want to jump in as well. Of course, we took the site plan for the residential through EPC, and we did meet with Carol and her group in a facilitated meeting, mostly on the residential aspect of the project. And just as a reminder, this is, of course, is taking a large, outdated, blighted shopping center and putting, you know, a big chunk of it into residential use. You know, some of the heat island will be reduced by having these residential units in there. I think the traffic study, and Ron can talk more about this, shows that this is a reduction of trips. Assuming comparing the shopping center at full build out to build out of what we're seeing today, the commercial aspect of La Mirada, each of the pad sites are not going through a planning approval process at the DRB. Of course, they are going through site plan administrative process through the building permit process. And I do believe that Ron and his group met with Carol and others in the neighborhood about the commercial part of La Mirada. So I think, while I appreciate Carol's comments, she's very articulate in her concerns, but I think there's a little bit of a confusion between the residential site plan that we're looking at today and what will be the commercial redevelopment that occurs through site plan administrative process.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fishman, for that clarification. So what is before the DRB today is the 15.2 acres that we'll be converting from an older shopping center to this, I think it's a townhome development, Ms. Fishman?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so that's the only piece of it that's on our table for approval today.
May I make a little bit of a clarification? The shopping center is not functioning right now. So we do know that there's not going to be as much traffic, but we are concerned that, and we have heard from other residents in the other apartment complex who are very concerned about their ability to get in and out.
Okay, and that was Miss, just a second, please. That was Miss Arona speaking again. I need you to say your name before you give remarks because of the audio recording.
Okay.
Mr. Bohanna, before I have you talk, it looks like I skipped over Mr. Campbell, and then that way you can respond to anything he also addresses. Mr. Campbell, do you want to speak up now and give us your name, address, and I'll swear you in?
John Campbell, 5600 Eubank Northeast, Suite 220, Albuquerque.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Please go ahead with your comments.
I represent GNL Investment Company, the owner of the lot 5A1 of the La Mirada subdivision, and the ground lessor to Taco Cabana. Mr. Bohannon is correct. We have reached out to them with comments on the plat. Predominantly, the plat seeks to vacate some easements benefiting lot 5A1 and to reestablish them. And we just want to make sure that the reestablished easements properly reflect what exists today under the La Mirada plat, including who's going to maintain the easements. And we haven't seen any revisions to the notes, and to the extent that this is going to be deferred to give us an opportunity to review that, we would support the deferral. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mr. Bohannon, I'm gonna let you continue the agent response to public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon. So let me go back in reverse order. Mr. Campbell, we did get your comments yesterday. We will update those. Those were paper documents that we were modifying. We will work through that those documents with you to make sure that you're in agreement with those revisions. And I've looked at them this morning and don't see an issue with getting them on the plat. And we'll send you a copy ahead of that. Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, still on the IDO took away what we would normally have had as a site development plan for subdivision, which would have kind of separated the commercial and the residential. And so now it's all under the MXM zoning. And so we're working through the new IDO requirements. And so with that, what we have in front of you today is the plat and the townhouses. The townhouses does make provisions for pedestrian access and connectivity between the balance of the commercial center and the townhouses. Part of the EPC hearing was we did do a traffic impact study. We are in the process of that. Once we have that in substantial agreement with the transportation engineer Gene Wolfenberger and Matt Grush, we will share that with the neighborhood. With that, La Mirada does not go through and connect to Pennsylvania. So that is one of that street is still going to remain that connection that was done sometime previously in the last 40 years. And so that's going to remain. But we did do the traffic study. We are looking at that very closely with Gene and Matt. Through that process, one of the pad sites is Albuquerque Emergency Room. It's a private hospital. We do have to do a conditional use. And so we had a second facilitated meeting for that. That one is going to go to the ZHE. That hearing will be in November. And we'll, again, keep the neighbors involved in that development as well. We will reach out to the neighborhood as we develop the center as well to be as good neighbors. But with that, we'll be happy to answer any additional questions or meet offline with the neighbors.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bohannon.
This is Carol Arona.
I'm sorry, Carol.
Yes.
We don't have unfortunately, we don't have time to do a dialogue here at DRB. Okay. So if you have any questions, I told you after you hear all the comments, you will have a chance to ask a question or two about testimony you didn't understand or you want clarified.
I won't have time to be on the rest of the meeting. I've got another meeting that I need to attend, but I do. To meet with the neighborhoods and I want to just clarify, it's the intersection at Wyoming and La Mirada Place. What we're asking for is turn arrows.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Arona, and please try to respect our process. And I'm sorry that you're on a busy morning, but it's important that you speak when you're asked to speak. And so we'll continue on now. Did I miss anyone from the public that would like to speak on these items? All right, let's go now to board member comments. We'll start with Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So we have several comments on this. We do have two available statements, one for the residential, one for the balance of the site. Those are 210325. And 210837 respectively. Those provide the conditions for service. You are within our service area. As far as comments, I think we were okay with the infrastructure list in terms of it seemed to comply with what you were doing on the site. I think we needed some cleanups on the utility plan. And there are just some things that were labeled differently than the infrastructure list. And I think the infrastructure list is more accurate in terms of the pipe size for sewer typically being 8 inches. So we need that cleaned up. We've had discussions and issues on fire hydrants on subdivisions like this, particularly commercial subdivisions. If it's going to be shared, one hydrant serving more than one property, it needs to be a public hydrant, it needs to be within a public easement. If it's going to be on a private property, when we're looking at fire flow, we're looking at that as only serving that parcel, because someone could change that parcel and that hydrant could be moved, changed, or go away. And then we have other properties potentially relying on it. So when you have those hydrants that are being used by more than one property, we do need public easement, public water line easement. It needs to be a public hydrant. Regarding the plat, I think the big comment we have on that is all these easements are typically being listed as benefiting a certain tract when it comes to public water and public sewer. That would be atypical. Typically, it's just public water line easement, and the water authority, being the public water line provider, has right to that, and it's not limited to certain tracts. It's for us, and we get to serve our customers off that. So that's a revision for your surveyor. If he could look at those, there's several different call outs, but they all have that same sort of language. And then within the townhome itself, we're going to have water meters to each unit. Those are publicly maintained, so we need that waterline easement to extend beyond the center line of the roadway. We've provided some general notes on easements, just in terms of dimensions, et cetera. Those are our standard comments for easements. If you have any questions about those as you're making these revisions, please let me know. And that's all we have for comments on this. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon. Blaine, we got your comments last week. We've been working through those. We've extended on the townhouses the waterline easements to include the meter boxes, and we'll work. And we've been working through your comments as well. So hopefully we'll have all that cleaned up. We'll probably, since we have an extra week, we'll probably submit that through to you, make sure that everything's, we've crossed all our T's and dotted our I's with you on the plat.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Charles, my assistant with code enforcement, and code enforcement has no comments or objections to this, to either agenda item 1 or 2.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Charles Somerville with Parks and Recreation. The applicant satisfied all previous comments regarding this project, so we have no additional comments. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan without an engineer's date on it. We do have comments for the plat. On plat sheet 3, Wymont Circle should be its own tract, which is owned by the HOA and should be a private drainage easement. Please add a note stating that all storm structures and pipes within Wymont Circle are to be maintained by the HOA. Please add a note for track C stating that the private detention pond is to be maintained by the HOA. Please add a note that the private pond outfall pipe within La Mirada will be maintained by the HOA. Hydrology also needs the following items added to the infrastructure list: inlet and storm sewer in La Mirada, pond outfall storm sewer private on La Mirada, and private detention pond. Pond side slopes need to be stabilized with native grass seed with aggregate mulch or equal. Must satisfy the final stabilization criteria, CGP 2.2.14.B.
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, thank you. We have been working on those as well, so we should have those cleaned up as well. Just one question. We do have tracks 1 and 2 that do drain to that pond. So we'll work through with you that as well, that location.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation doesn't have any further comments on the site plan for the residential subdivision, other than to say that the plat has to be approved prior to site plan approval. And my comments for this were primarily related to the commercial portion of the plat. on this one. The traffic study shall be approved prior to approval of the plat. There were comments on the TIS regarding offsite improvements that involve both accessway design and turning lane requirements. Any recommendations from the traffic study would have to be included on the infrastructure list. In light of the neighborhood's comments, also make sure that the comments on La Mirada get addressed somehow with regard to any possible traffic coming or turn arrows on La Mirada. The roadway exhibit was very good for the private accessways on the commercial site, showing the needed roadways and sidewalk. However, the infrastructure list shall match what is shown on the plat with regard to labeling correct track numbers for locations of infrastructure and the sidewalk widths. Also provide road cross sections for the internal roadway network within the commercial part of the site. Roadway easements shall include pedestrian ways shown on the exhibit that serve multiple lots. Overlay these easements on the roadway exhibit. Also, I think you had mentioned something about having some paper documents if they're related to access easements and maintenance responsibilities. Please make sure those are addressed on the plat and include any paper documents as necessary. Also, right-of-way dedication is requested in lieu of providing public sidewalk easements along Wyoming, which is a standard comment. Show curb ramps along Wyoming and Montgomery and make sure this public infrastructure is located within the public right-of-way.
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan. Yeah, Gene, I talked to Terry Brown. He will have the gap analysis for Pennsylvania pretty much wrapped up on Friday, as well as looking at the growth numbers from Mr. Cog. So he should be able to provide that supplement sometime Friday. With the extra week, we'll work through those issues, and we've been addressing your comments as well through that whole project. But we'll circle back around. We're hoping that that internal exhibit will work with you to refine that to make sure that it's matching the infrastructure list. But that was my intent, was to be able to have a document that you can show and say, okay, here's what we're building, here's what is the public access through the shopping center.
Thank you.
Okay, and this is Chair Wolfley. I just want to comment, it looks like some of the traffic study items that were just discussed by Ms. Wolfenberger and Mr. Bohannon will work to address some of the concerns that were brought up by the neighborhood. And Mr. Bohannon, if someone wanted to contact you to understand some of that more specifically, would you be open to taking that kind of call or email?
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we'll be with the neighbors anytime. We did look at the traffic study did include the intersection of La Mirada and Wyoming, as well as Wyoming and Montgomery, and then the Comanche and Wyoming. And we've expanded it to include Pennsylvania and Montgomery for the signal timing as well. So, and as the board is aware, all of the traffic study meets the requirements of the city of Albuquerque, even with under COVID conditions as well.
Okay, thank you, sir. Planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So planning just had confirming that the plat matches the EPC approved site plan. And I think we've had kind of a series of comments that, that address that. And then just making sure hydrology comments are addressed and being aware of the future development requirements under the IDO, specifically section 14.16.5.3c.3b for the 20-foot driveway length. And regarding the plat, just making sure that all required signatures, notes, and project numbers are added to the plat.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, Maggie, thank you. We'll do that. Again, we'll probably reach out ahead of time and work with you guys to make sure that when we get this, we've covered everything that we possibly can. This has been a very, you know, anytime you redevelop a center, there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of chasing, and we'll just share with you when we started tearing down the building. It was very interesting at that. We may share pictures with you next time. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. And I just have in the back of my mind, I think it's this site, but did you also have any wall issue that needed to be approved? Ms. Gould, do you remember that? Seems like there was some terrain change on this.
This is Maggie Gould. I think there was a question about, there was a retaining wall that was shown as an 8-foot wall with the majority of that wall being underground. And so I think that was, we were deferring to hydrology on that issue and then confirming that wall height. And if that wall height is not, you know, does not conform to the IDEA requirements, then a redesign or a variance will be needed.
Okay. Mr. Armijo, do you have any comments on that?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Not directly. Renee Brissette reviewed this, but I did happen the last time we met on this. I saw that those walls were on the hydrology sheets. I mean, it's like hydrology doesn't have a problem with them, you know, the way they're designed, but I guess the question is wall height, whether it meets the code enforcement's standards.
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, there is a retaining wall, significant retaining wall on the west side of this site. We've checked it. We'll double check that wall height, but the last time we looked at it, it met the IDO requirements, but we'll circle back around to make sure that we're in accordance with code enforcement.
Okay.
This is Jackie Fishman. I checked it myself and I believe it does meet the IDO requirements for height and terracing. So.
Okay, thank you. Let me then ask, I think we're done with member comments. Ms. Arona or Mr. Campbell, do you have any questions to clarify testimony that you've heard today?
This is John Campbell. I have no questions.
Thank you. And I think Ms. Serona is no longer in the room. Okay, then we're back to the question of deferral dates.
Chair Ron Bohannon. Yeah, since we can't make next week, we'll have to go to the 20th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer items number 1 and 2 to October 20th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Madam Chair, this is Carol Arona. I'm still in the room.
Okay, we're gonna suspend that vote on deferral. Ms. Arona, did you have any follow-up questions?
Yes, I just wanted to take Mr. Bohannon on his offer to meet with the neighborhood association so that we can show him the issue that traffic studies may not be seeing. And what it turns into is driver confusion at that intersection.
Ms. Arona, once again, we sort of have an order the way we do things. And right now you have an opportunity to ask questions to clarify any testimony that you heard or did not understand.
Okay.
But not to give further comments. Thank you.
My question would be, has there been study as to directionals on the intersection of Wyoming and La Mirada in relationship to the new drive-through that's coming in?
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, yes, the traffic study did look at all the turning movements into and out of the intersections of all of the intersection studies as well as the shopping centers. And Carol, yes, we'll be happy to meet with you in your neighborhood.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Is that everything, Ms. Rona?
That's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. I'm going to just call for a motion once again regarding a deferral of items 1 and 2 to October 20th.
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer items 1 and 2 to October 20th, and those are PR 2019-2309, Preliminary Plat SD 2021-173, and EPC Site Plan Sign-Off 2021-1507. All right, we'll see you back on October 20th.
Okay. Thank you.